This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In the quiet, sterile halls of the neonatal unit, Lucy Letby, a neonatal nurse of 33 years, found herself in the eye of a storm. The year was 2015, and she stood accused in the tragic collapses of four infants, three of which had led to their untimely deaths. As the jury listened to the chilling details, Letby maintained her innocence, attributing her involvement to nothing more than a streak of bad luck. The circumstances were indeed unusual. Over a single month in June, 8 years prior, a sudden spike of infant deaths and near deaths occurred in the unit, all cases somehow involving Letby. Yet, she claimed that neither she nor her colleagues had questioned the causes behind this sudden surge. When pressed by an investigating officer about her involvement in all four incidents, she could only attribute it to grim luck. Conversely, the gravity of the events wasn't lost on Letby. When an empathetic detective suggested the incidents must have been devastating, her response was a simple, heartfelt yes. But despite the grim circumstances, she claimed that no suspicion had been raised at the time, attributing it to a collective shock that had swept the unit. The case took a darker turn when the jury heard that Letby had been accused of murdering an infant mere minutes following a frustrating and upsetting WhatsApp conversation with a colleague. Letby agreed that she had been present at the cot side when baby C collapsed, yet she vehemently denied any involvement in the infant's death. Her statement was punctuated with a denial of causing baby C's vocal cords to swell excessively, a complication that caused a physician to fail thrice while attempting to intubate the child. She also denied a particularly chilling accusation of suggesting the infant's grieving parents place their still-living child in a Moses basket after bidding their goodbyes. The jury listened with bated breath as the alleged killer was told that the father was shocked and upset by her remark, given that baby C was still alive despite halted resuscitation efforts. The court was then taken through a series of interviews Letby had given to the Cheshire Police following her arrest in July 2018. Her memory of the alleged Moses basket conversation was hazy at best. "I don't recall saying it. I don't recall that conversation," she told the detective. The jury learned about a distressing WhatsApp conversation Letby had had with her colleague, Jenny Jones Key, shortly before baby C's death. Letby had been brooding over the death of baby A from the previous week and was either attending to a healthier infant or at the nurse's station when she was messaging Jenny. Her colleague had suggested she take a break, a suggestion that Letby responded to with a dismissive message sent at 11:09 p.m. on June 30, 2015. "Forget it. I'm obviously making more of it than I should." 6 minutes after that, baby C collapsed. When asked about her conversation with Jenny during the police interview, Letby confessed that she felt frustrated, like Jenny didn't understand how she was feeling. She also expressed feelings of hopelessness, saying, "I just remember feeling I wasn't getting anywhere with the conversation." The conversation turned to the incident with baby A. Letby confirmed that she was the one who had first noticed a change in the baby's color on the day of his fatal collapse, although she could not recall the exact moment when his monitors alarmed. She was adamant that she did not harm the baby, nor did she deliberately inject air into his system, an act that could have resulted in an air embolism. Her lack of knowledge regarding the actual harm an air embolism could cause was brought to light during the interview. Letby claimed she was educated about the potential danger of air in a long line during her nursing training. She admitted that all nursing staff were meticulous about this, aware of the dire consequences if something went wrong. Still, she insisted that she did not know the specifics of the harm an air embolism could cause. Further testimony revealed that expert witnesses believed baby A had been injected with air. Confronted with this information, Letby maintained her innocence, reiterating, "I didn't deliberately give him any air." The enigma deepened when it was revealed that Letby had carried out Facebook searches on the infant's mother after baby's death and again in September. When asked about her intentions, she confessed she was not sure what she had been looking for. Her vague explanation suggested a possible concern for how the family was doing. The narrative grew even more complex with the introduction of Baby's twin sister, Baby B, who had a distinctive purpley red, rash-like appearance. Letby was aware that the twins' parents had long awaited these children, making them very much wanted babies. When questioned if this knowledge influenced her treatment, she responded, "You just bear in mind what they've been through to get to this point." Despite this statement, she adamantly denied any deliberate harm to Baby B when questioned about the attempted murder accusation. The heart-wrenching ordeal of Baby C's death seemed to have left an indelible mark on Letby. She recounted how he continued gasping for hours before he died after resuscitation efforts were stopped. The child's death was also the first experience by her colleague, Sophie Ellis, leaving her particularly upset. Letby's alleged involvement in these tragic events extended to Baby D, whose family she had searched on Facebook. She vehemently denied that she was looking for pictures of deceased babies, without providing a clear reason for her actions. Her memories of Baby E were haunting, marked by the sight of the child vomiting blood before his collapse and death. She had prepared a memory box for his parents, considering it a privilege that they wanted her to do it. Yet, she refuted the claim of injecting insulin into his system, raising questions about a potential TPN bag retained in the sluice room. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.